Hello, everyone.
Hello, world. I'm Les, and this is my co-caster, Teddy, who you should all know is an Australian criminal.
Not just a criminal, but a bloody good one.
Lead coder of Dystopia. Today we have HG versus World War 3, again, which will be in the files for the DGL title.
Has there been moment, we're just warming up. Make sure the headshots are okay and everything.
This is DGL server, Teddy. There shouldn't be any problems at all. But low blow, low blow.
So who's going to start off on the attacking here? Is WW3 going to be punks?
Or? We actually have a trivia question to decide that, which we'll be asking in about 3 seconds. Not yet, apparently. So I think I should go ahead and do it right now.
Bust it out, Les.
The question will be, in Silo, where is the missile aimed at? This will be aimed at Dez and the leader of World War 3, who I believe is, Complications? Or GMH.
Okay, looks like we've located the leaders. Now we're just asking the question, and we can get underway on this very fine day. Good pitch conditions. Fortress is looking nice. Nice moonlit night tonight. Nice clean map. Not too much stuff left around. Cyberspace is going to play an integral part here, of course, in the first objective. I predict we'll see a lot of Cortex bomb attacks. Go, let's go.
And Somniologist correctly answered Seattle, which means he gets to choose his place first.
Well done, I'm very impressed by that.
Of course, this is possibly one of the worst maps for Clan Match, as it said, due to large spawn camping issues and a couple of problems, but it should be a good match. Nonetheless.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. We actually have some updates to this map that we're currently testing, which we hope will kind of even out some of those spawn camping problems. Mostly changes to the punk's first spawn and a few of the parts inside, but yeah, it should be good.
I hope so. It seems like World War 3 have chosen to go punks first, and HG have chosen to go corpse. This map, of course, favours HG for their sniping ability, and it looks like HG is the favourite to win. But it could go either way, yeah. I mean, currently.
This is a map where tactics can really really make the difference. If you can come up with a really good strat, especially if you know what the other team will regularly be doing, you can often catch them with their pants down, because you can kind of chain the objectives one after the other if it comes to that. But Cyberspace, I think, will be interesting to watch here, because it is a very integral part of this map. I mean, not only keeping your deckers free from EMPs, but, if you can get a good defence around your base, Cyberspace can really lock the other team out, or push you through very quick, as it were.
I wouldn't say cyberspace in this map is very interesting, but it does favour itself a lot. Personally, I love cyberspace here. It really shows who's the better deckers. But it could be a lot more interesting. I hope a V1 shows a lot more interesting cyberspace maps in some of the new maps. Is it going to happen?
Yeah, certainly. The new maps have some very amazing cyberspace. Termy's new cyberspace for his new map is absolutely breathtaking. He's put some amazing new stuff into that. But my personal favourite is Twin Cannon's new map. His new cyberspace is a lot more emphasis on cyber combat, and certainly some of the new cyber weapons we've got in testing are helping with that. But it'll be a lot more interesting in the new maps, I think. The original ones, I don't know how much we're going to touch them up, aside from bug fixes and, you know, a few small cosmetic changes. We'd largely like to leave them untouched, but yeah, the new stuff is far more interesting.
Save it for the interviews after the game, Daddy. Save it for them. Okay, it looks like we're going to start now. Could you read out the playouts for a corpse, please, while I read out the playouts for punks?
No. Okay.
Yeah,
for
pretty
HG,
much.
We have Twin Cannon, Slave, Complications, Dez, Red Rain, and OB, or OBB as he's known.
World War 3, Death Penalty, JMH1981, Somniologist, Red, Sado, and Quasi Corbett, and we've just started. World War 3 have gone for a very offensive laser attack. Dez has taken out Quasi and Death Penalty, proving himself as the better sniper. A couple of Sado and... ooh, fuck, Dez has just TK'd Orb. And Sado has just taken down Tinkan and Dez with the
laser
rifle. Here's a surprise,
JMH is coming up from the sewers as a punk heavy. He's just about to bust out near the objective. Can he do anything?
I personally think he can. Ooh, got taken down. But we've got a couple more people coming in. Sado coming up to sniper again with the MK.
Now the corpse have just
Ez coming out full force with lasers. This is a laser rave, it seems. Ooh, we got a little fight going down in the sewers. Oh, wait. Yep, Dez versus Red. It was a katana fight, but Dez took out the pistol. Complications holding his own ground with a laser rifle, proving himself to be one of the better snipers. Twin also coming out with a laser rifle, hasn't found a target yet. Red Rain side with an iron cannon. Personally, that's one of the best strategies I've found that works in Dystopia. The iron cannon could be considered borderline overpowered. What do you think, Teddy?
It does lack at long range, certainly. It's not much of a sniping weapon, but yeah, up close it's terribly easy to hit with, but that was kind of the intention with that weapon.
Cool. Slave seems to be laying down artillery fire. Red has just taken down Dez and Complications with a laser rifle. Death Penalty taking down Twin Cannon. There seems to be a couple of bolts going off from Orb, but they're not doing taking the targets.
From the sewers again, Slave saw him with a grenade launcher.
Ouch. Slave has a way to go with that weapon, but wait. It seems nope. Firewall's still intact, but it could go anywhere. Red Rain is sticky inside there like a...
he is, but there are three punks outside. There's the corpse have just spawned again. Luckily, they come out just at the right time, and it looks like they are going to squash this little uprising here.
Death Penalty taking down Twin Cannon. It looks like, Dez has taken out Somniologist. Quasi Corbett not charging his laser rifle yet, is actually going for inside.
Death Penalty is snuck in, and he's hitting the server. Red Rain... there. Oh,
takes him out.
Hits in, but Red Rain cleaned him up.
They won't take long now. GMH with the iron cannon.
2.5 minutes gone.
Slave takes down GMH with a katana. Red coming up and taking down Ob with a laser rifle. Sado taking out Complications. Red taking out Twin Cannon also. Yeah. Spore Corpse just spawned again.
We've got about 3 minutes gone, and the punks have only managed to get one run into the firewall room, which is interesting. They've been there in numbers, but just unlucky with the spawning. I think the corpse have always come out at the right time to kind of save the day here, and I don't think Red Rain has actually died yet.
I'm not sure. I don't think he has. Complication taking out Red with a pistol. Ooh, those laser. And Somniologist. It's a very balanced map. Well, I wouldn't say it's balanced, but it's a damn good map. It's taken some huge changes from its original version, where third objective was almost impossible cap. Didn't Sado take a leaf out of it?
He's got a good head for gameplay. I love Twin Cannon's layouts. They're always always set up to be not only balanced fights, but they're always funny. Always has some kind of element which makes each one a little bit different. And yeah, I like how he works. I can see OBB is a stealther downstairs, and he's just keeping JMH as their heavy, keeping him suppressed down the sewers, interestingly enough, just with a few bolts, and keeping him back. I think he's just taking him out.
Orb has just exploded Des.
As well as up top.
That's not going to look good.
Be happy about that.
Oh no, he won't.
This could be enough to make a break for WW3 coming up here.
A rocket's just come out. Quasi Cuba is using a rocket launcher, misses his target, however. Sato with the MK, it sounds like corpses have just spawned, and yes, they're all coming out with laser rifles and MKs galore. Well, actually, Slave is actually using a grenade launcher. It's quite an odd choice for this level. You have to have a very good head for the grenade launcher to actually choose a target.
He must be reactionary. I'd say he'd be on heavy patrol. Grenade launcher obviously having a huge double damage bonus against heavies.
One of the reasons why it was so nerfed in update 4. But you can see why. Slave actually hurting Red Rain a bit with some TK fire. JMH coming out. Red's getting taken down by Twin Cannon. Definitely taking out Twin Cannon. Ooh. Here comes the whole team coming out of Porp Spawn. Definitely taking down my complications.
It's been 5 minutes and they haven't got past this first objective. They're going to want to get in there really soon, otherwise they're not going to be able to set much of a time, if at all.
This really is a laser rave.
I think,
and the firewall's just been destroyed by Somniologist.
Yeah, some.
Who was packing an AR?
See the cyberspace action happening. I wonder how quickly we'll see the punks jump into cyberspace. We can see they've got.
The punks are already in cyberspace, it seems, actually.
Stealth corps get in there, yeah. Yeah, that's right. We'll
just see can you watch the AMP is? Death Poly seems to be already on it. Corps haven't even got into cyberspace yet. Oh, here comes one. Dez. Doesn't seem to be laying down much M2 fire.
Death Penalty.
Dez, I think, has been EMP.
Looks like he's got it. Yep, he's got it. Hacked.
Actually, I think he's got a button bug here.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. I think definitely has the button bug. No, he's waiting for a turret turn. Ooh, that's
waiting
a bit nasty.
Cheep, cheep, cheep tactic. That, of course, will be fixed in version 1. Now what will happen is when an objective is completed or a spawn is captured, that the team who just lost the spawn will spawn instantly in the next spawn to prevent, you know, those long wait times when everyone can get killed by turrets and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Seems I don't think anybody on the World War III team is decking yet. No, we got Red and Death Penalty who have actually been taken out. Seems JMH is going back for ammo, it seems. Not a very good choice, in my opinion. But Sato is waiting outside to capture. Red is taking
raining
well.
EMPs in on WW3 here. He's not giving the hackers a chance, really.
Red is holding his own, though. And Quasi's back in. Let's just check cyberspace, shall we? Seems
HG
Twin Cannon's on the offensive with Dez.
HG will stay very much in their own spawn and do mostly decking.
Yep. This is a very good strategy used on this, actually. Personally, I think that Corp deckers should be a little more exposed, since they have large advantages for this objective. It could be a stalemate for the next 12 minutes. It all depends on who's the better decker, to be honest. Orb holding his own cyberspace,
and
no one's even got touched.
You know, I've never seen that tactic before, but yeah, that's an interesting point. Maybe something we need to fix up for our next release.
HG keeping well away from the doors to make sure they don't open them accidentally. Nobody actually waiting outside the door for it, actually. JHM is just waiting to rocket anything that opens it. It seems they got mostly deckers out. No, actually they're going mostly offensive. Sado with the iron cannon defending. Two deckers on. Ooh, Somniologist gets jacked out. Death Penalty and
like
Red
HG
going back to deck.
Actually, HG are actually suppressing WW3 at their cyber spawns. They're hanging around that area and they're not letting him get out of that room, let alone even near to the door control.
Not really, it's a pretty cheap tactic, commonly used actually. But that's what you get when you expose spawn points in cyberspace as well. The main problem I have with cyberspace at the moment is not much M2 fire is actually used, and it seems to turn into a railgun arena.
Yeah, that's being mixed up. We're tweaking a few of the weapons and adding a whole bunch of new cyber weapons for and the next release. And yeah, we're trying to just open up the combat more. Also, I'm doing a bit of a revamp on the movement code at the moment to make it more, I guess you could say, FPS friendly.
Quake-like?
Not so much of the floaty kind of feeling, but yeah, a bit more Quake-like, actually. That's a good description.
Awesome. So we can see rocket jumps off walls and infinite rocket jumps off everything, really. So yeah.
Yeah, and more. Yeah, it looks like awesome. WW3 is just getting very suppressed here in cyberspace. It just comes down to rail fight after rail fight, and they can't seem to get even a run at the door control, you know?
Not really. If you look at it, though, World War 3 can't... Well, HG, being in the core defensive, can just drop in above World War 3 wherever they like. World War 3 finally get a wedge down there, but it doesn't get through. Dez takes them down. It seems Quasi-Quickbit, though, is actually in by himself, one decker through. Twin Cannon, he's got a wedge on it, and Ice Mine is down.
Running away. Yeah, that's right. But
will Ice Mines be actually instantaneous in the next version? Because at the moment, they can be tricked into doing anything.
Yeah, they'll be a little bit smarter, but they can also be destroyed with your weapons. So we've got a whole lot more ice defenses as well. And they can also be masked and hidden, so you'll have a lot more chance of catching someone out with one. There's going to be a bit more strategy in cyberspace. Just trying to fill it out with more content.
That's a big good thing.
WW3
because
have got a run here.
They've got a wedge and a nice mine down.
They have got the mine down. They've got the wedge. If you can get in there, they're
in.
Death penalty's in. He's going to try and decrypt.
Yep.
Yeah,
ooh, down.
Oh, he went
Dez
down.
Takes him down.
Ice is back up.
Sado is being slaughtered here by Dez and Slave. Here comes Red. Ouch. Slave gets a cyberfrag. Red inside. Yep, an ice mine's down it. Somebody are just trying to get a encryption down, but M2 fire.
If you can get this down, then you can hack it. But how long can they keep it open for? I mean, really, they're going for wedge and break tactics, but unless they can defeat them in the cyber combat, I can see it being all for naught.
Yeah, if you look at it though, HG don't really need to use any programs at all. They can just sit back and M1 spam all they like. Well, really, oh, they got the ice down actually, but Orb already puts it back up. Unless they can get Orb out quickly, they're going to lose this. No, it looks like he's going to get the program down. And Orb just runs away to make sure he gets it down. Ice is up. Somnial just takes down Orb. Quasi-Quickbit coming up. Oh, Twin Cannon comes in round back. Death Penalty here comes. Oops, Slave chasing. Cyber combat's a little dull here.
I can't help but feel the Twin Cannon's got a bit of a home ground advantage here.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? There may be a secret bun somewhere.
Did you ever play Team Fortress? But this room is actually based off the infamous ramp room from Two Fort, the map from Team Fortress.
Yes, a favourite place for placing turrets.
Yes, that's right, and it was always known as a juicer room. There was so much combat would happen in here, and so many people would get stopped in here. It seems kind of fitting for this combat to be taking place here.
Indeed. Orb coming up around the back.
From a balanced point of view, I think that that opening, exposing the core packers to punks, so the punks could get into the core packing room, could open up a few more tactics. You wouldn't just be able to go all out cyber. You might be able to, you know, do an EMP rush and sneak your deckers in there.
This would actually turn, if it was exposed, it would actually turn into more meat space combat, where you'd actually have to defend your deckers, which is one of the points of Dystopia being proud of.
It certainly is. I mean, that's our basis of gameplay. Death Penalty is snuck through the ice. He's just
actually gets a decryption down, but loses it. Ice Mine's going up and is up. And Ice Mine's actually still running around somewhere. I can hear it.
I think I can see it over in the corner there. It'll disappear soon enough.
Must be about three of them running around at the moment. An Ice Mine wedge going down. Icebreaker even. Red actually getting in. Ah, but Des gets in, slave. It's amazing how HG have so much energy to use.
Yes, well, they've got, you know, five or even the whole team of deckers just standing around the jacking points there. They never run out, even, you know, as much fire as they do. They'll eventually always have someone to jump in and take their place, and they're never far away.
Sado putting down the... ooh, death penalty. Yeah, it seems like this is going to be a stalemate. It's about 6 minutes left, and nobody's even gotten near to opening door yet. But the door is open.
Oh,
oh shit.
Hacked.
Oh, oh, it's in. It's been capped.
Excellent. It's been capped.
HG all rush out to make sure they don't get hit by a turret. All rushing down to see if I can keep the reactor. This is going to be a good match, boys and girls.
They've just spewed out of that spawn, and now WW3 have done the same. They were all hunkered down in their spawn, and now it's a big rush to get to the reactor.
Yeah, it seems they're going to try and actually smash the reactor instead of hack it. I'm not sure. Let me just check. Yeah, it seems they're actually going to hack the reactor.
As a heavy as rush back, and they have got a bit of D back in the reactor room already. That was very good hustle by HG. They managed to get back there in record time.
It seems HG are just using one ion cannon inside the jib, which is a very, well, inside the reactor even. The rest of the team seem to be going grenade launcher, ion, and laser. Pretty much the basis of HG clan game. What would you say?
Yeah, they are the big weapons. They are the big hitting weapons, and definitely some of the more skilled weapons to use, but... you know, that weapons can always have a counter. Every weapon can be beaten by something else, so it's just a matter of WW3 picking the right tactics here.
Yeah, of course, there is some concern about the MK possibly becoming more powerful than most of the other weapons with good aim.
Well, that's true, and, you know, I guess the same could be said of a lot of weapons. If you can hit, you know, a very high percentage accuracy, and especially... especially if you can hit headshots with those weapons that favour it. You know, that's what the weapon's all about. But it does have its weakness. I mean, the MK-808 is notoriously hard to use against heavies because they have such little freaking heads.
Slave holding zone with the grenade launcher. Just hanging around the corner. Pretty good strat. Be nice if I could actually see his implants, but oh well.
Perhaps in version 1, huh?
Who knows? Quasi-quick bit using a rocket launcher. No, JMH using a rocket launcher, my mistake. Red with an assault rifle. Dez hanging all the way back at the spawn, sniping anybody who goes around that corridor. With his aim, that's going to be a pretty nasty opposition to come up against. Quasi throwing bolts down.
The defenses have just gone back up and the turrets have come back on. That's going to be trouble with JMH, and just gets cleaned up by complications.
Yep, it seems they're waiting around for the turrets to go down again, but Orb's not going to allow
that.
He's just bolt spamming
there,
them.
They...
now they're actually trying to destroy the turret.
Come over and clean up.
HG, Orb, they all come around.
And they haven't got a chance. Without that turret down and the pressure from the spawn behind them, I didn't think they had much chance to take down the glass anyway.
Of course, if World War III actually capped this, they have a very good chance of stopping HG winning this entirely.
Well, there's only 3 minutes left on the clock, so they're going to have to really hustle. I mean, things are just going to have to go magically for them now. I can't see them getting the server room down.
It seems Ob is already cheering for the spawn camp. But, he's actually holding his own, actually. Twin Cannon comes up as well with the assault rifle. But, JMH takes him down with the rocket launcher. But Slade is throwing a few grenades up there. And takes a couple of people down. And is already into armory. Taking full advantage of the high ground, but JMH fists him. Oh, doesn't. Ooh. Complication, take down Quasi. Yep, JMH fists Slave.
And down at the reactor room, Twin Cannon's fighting them off with an assault rifle as WW3 are pushing through the lift room. HG have got two ion cannons placed either side of the reactor, so they're really... anyone that gets through that tries to tangle with the turret, they quickly clean them up. It's a pretty good tactic. It's working well for them here.
Yep, I think Red Rain lost his armor here. Yeah, Red Rain can't be much... have less... much left on him. Quasi Quickbit actually takes down both complications of Red Rain with the katana. It's actually going straight for the... yep, it's going straight for the glass. Ow, but he walks out in front of the turret.
Stealth ran out, and ouch. Silly move. Oh, well, you got a few hits in, but, you know, a minute 40, I don't think they're even going to get the reactor here. Les,
not with the glass down. Sato trying to take out that ion, but ow, gets taken by Red Rain's ion. They're going straight down the middle now. Rockets, spiders. Dez with his laser rifle, completely stealth, so those lasers and rockets won't do much to him.
Interesting.
Some neologists being taken down by AR fire.
Both teams only have one player planted in cyberspace, and it looks like, you know, so far HG are just completely dominating, because I've only seen that turret go off once so far. But interesting.
Yep, Bob is doing a damn good job.
Two hackers and yeah, and try and, you know, synchronize, get a few guys down the lift, and then get that off really quick and catch them with their pants down.
Well, it seems a popular strategy for both World War III and HG on this is to actually take down the glass by themselves. They don't seem to be very alone in cyberspace here. Which
the
could be their mistake.
Destroyed in amongst some rockets and some grenades there, so if they can get a few.
Yep, and it seems that the entire fire of the reactor is undefended. They're going straight for the reactor, the glass now. Orb comes up around the back where. Ooh, yeah, Orb takes down JMH.
Slomquist is
and
taken.
Twin Cannon will like come back round. Yep,
Slomquist
it seems that
OBB here.
Orb's taking
Dez
down
to defend as well. So they've got two lights to defend the reactor room. The glass is still up. Yeah, 14 seconds left on the clock. I'd say that's
yep. Well, looks like it's game, boys.
Good job by HG.
Good defense, but of course the third objective is going to be the side air. Yep, and that's round one over. They're going to have to cap third objective in before 13 minutes, or even cap the reactor. Let's see his scores and awards then. With the most damage, a laser rifle, unsurprisingly, fortunately, it's only about 3,500 damage caused by Dez. Best laser rifle in America, it's been said. But I think there's better. Bolt gun comes in second by Ob. And I couldn't actually see the rest. Dang.
The scores there did.
We're actually having a
balanced.
Short.
There was a lot of points for W3 and a lot of frags, but they just still they couldn't seem to get through and actually get those objectives.
Overall, it seemed all the weapons were used pretty much evenly. No one weapon dominated that match.
No, I think that's very fair to say.
This is just a bit live for a sec. They're taking a small break. Complications, having to take a piss. Now, it seems HG will be on the offense while World War III will be taking defense. I'm just going to have to reconnect, Dutch.
I think everyone's nearly ready here. I can see HG warming up in this spawn.
Yep, I'm just reconnecting. Little problem. Interestingly, it seems everyone's TKing each other. No surprises here. Will there be any protocols in version 1 stop TKs?
We may have. We're looking at a few options at the moment, but yeah, nothing solid. Just going to test out a few ideas and see what's technically feasible.
I know there's a vote system already in Update 4, but not many people actually know about.
No, we're putting more stuff into that, and we're going to integrate into the game a bit more. Especially for clan kind of stuff, we're going to allow it to control a fair bit more. And just a lot of suggestions that we've gathered. Epicars are doing a great job putting all that together.
Mm-hmm. Great. It seems we're actually getting ready for live on restart now. This will be the decider of who wins. As I've said before, this match favours HG. But World War III could pull it back.
Yeah, World War III
seems
to
have STV working now.
Stalwart effort here. They're going to have to lock down their defences. I think they're really going to have to not miss a beat. And they're going to have to try and hold the firewall for almost as long as HG did, because that was
indeed.
That was a big deciding part in the flow.
And they've just spawned, I think. Yep.
HG coming out.
The entire World War III coming out with lasers and twin cannon holding his own. They only really have one door to aim at, to be unfair. Yep, twin cannon really showing them who's boss. Takes down four of them. Complications finish off a couple. They only lose one man. It seems they're going to go straight in. But I don't think anyone's got stealth. A Slaif going to brave the turret, but gets taken down.
Neil Lane's coming through with stealth. He's going to get that firewall, no problem. And this match is already in HG's hands.
Yep, HG already have it. And now they're already stealth spawn spawn camp with a...
Complications.
I don't know.
Into cyberspace.
Trying to spawn camp with a... what's it called? EMP.
Like they were a bit shocked at how fast they got through complications.
I'll say.
You know, and they're just getting in cyberspace now. No, WW3 cyberspace. I mean, they're just getting so suppressed.
World War 3 are just waiting outside, it seems, to... World War 3 actually opening up the back door to get in. But they seem to have dominance over... what's it called? Yep. Oh, seems they've actually waiting for a turret turn. Yep, complications is waiting for a turret turn. But they can't actually see his trail, so they have no idea he's up there. Seems they're waiting to jump out the back door as soon as they cap it. But I think they've already capped it. My mistake. Yep, and Ob is already in there trying to get down there.
Ob has snuck through, and he's jacking from the corpse.
First. But he gets killed.
JMH caps him out. He was going to hack the door open there so they could get straight onto the next objective.
That was interesting.
Very ballsy tactic.
It wouldn't have lasted long, to be fair, though, since he would have had to stealth.
Yeah, that's true. He might have just had
to... I think the complication has been jacked out. Interestingly, World War 3 aren't putting up any cyber defense at all anymore. They're just getting EMP'd and bolted to death here.
They're all just sitting
in
the side hallway. What's going on? Are they not going to try and get some laser rifle defense from the top there? Or?
It seems that they're either... it seems they're actually hiding. What they're trying to do, it seems, is avoid this turret changing scenario, which will wipe them out.
And HG are just hanging
on. HG not bothering to cap at all.
Is this tactic actually working? I mean, HG aren't getting the objective here. I mean, that's the key.
HG aren't even hacking, it seems. Yes, they are. My mistake. They've got one guy waiting in. Yep. They've got complications actually waiting inside there to cap, but HG adamant on the turret change. This really isn't a very good strat.
HG are waiting for them, and they're not going to have a power of it.
This is really just a joke. HG think they're going to get the turret change. They're not.
WW3 have really got their number here.
It wouldn't really matter, though.
It's a very, very funny game. You know,
I'm completely shocked at HG's hard-headedness. They refuse to do anything but a turret change.
WW3 are just going to wait it out. I mean, they can. They've basically lost the...
oh, it seems they've actually got round the back, though, and they're trying to take them out. Yep, it seems they're going for a turret change now.
There they go.
Oh, but they didn't get the change. They finally decided to cap, and, well, they did kill everyone, to be fair. And, World War 3 just spawned, going straight in cyber. But they've actually put some meat space defense out. This is going to be a good match, it seems. Let's check out cyberspace for a sec. And it seems, yep, there's already fights inside. They're trying to close the door, and they've got encryption down.
And then close again.
Yep, there's a good fight going on. They're getting an ice mine down. It doesn't seem World War 3... World War 3 are putting out mostly meat space. Twin Cannon is actually going alone for cyber. I don't think he's going to get it. Yep, it's already rail walls here.
WW3 hackers here.
Yep, the ice mine goes down. Let's check out MySpace.
Putting the defences back up here, and looks like they've got it for the moment. Now I can see Complications and Ob are coming in. They're going to challenge for that.
Yep. It's mostly lights coming out. Oh, here's two deckers. It doesn't seem they're putting a much offence on the deckers. Can't blame them. It's going to be hell trying to get through all those lasers.
Bombquist goes down, and Quasi Quidbit is trying to keep him as the ice has been wedged and it's just fallen down. Ob is still battling it out with Quasi Quidbit, and whoever wins this will have a fairly good go at the objective, I think.
Yep. It seems that the ice is actually down, and they're trying to put it back up. Both of them actually hiding to keep that program up. Yep.
And HG don't
seems HG are actually having trouble with deckers. Seems Neelan's trying to come in alone, but he's going to get cut down pretty fast. Unless he can beat them. Dez comes in as well. They're trying to get a wedge down already. But the ice mine is going to go up. It's going to be an odd one, this. What will happen? The icebreaker's down. The ice mine's in, and the icebreaker takes it down. Everything. Neelan and Dez inside. Dez gets jacked out. Now it's Neelan versus Death Pelly. Death Pelly puts an ice maul down and is up against Neelan and Twin Cannon now. He gets jacked out. Yep, the door is now open. They're putting the defences up.
HG have a bit of a meat space. Oh, and they've closed again. They've just been closed. So HG have just rushed a lot of players forward, and it looks like they're thinking about it and they're going to linger and maybe go back.
It seems that World Wolf HG have actually got an ice wall up there, which is, they've got the offensive on it.
Doors have just popped open again. Slomquist is standing there defending them against Ob and Slade, who are both stealthing and trying to sneak in. And we see a rush of HG coming across the bridge now. They're going to try and get into that room and capitalize while it's still open.
Yep, it seems World Wolf 3 are going to have to go into meat space now unless, HG have pulled both their deckers back and Death Pony is trying to get through. Icebreaker is up and it's going down. No, but wait. Yep. Ob and Nat come in through the back. Somniologist and Death Pelly holding their own cyberspace. This is not looking good. It seems Ob is holding it own and taking down. Red takes down a couple of players with laser. But Somniologist takes it. Yep, it seems World of Free have got the door closed.
Sato. And Sato. Machine whips him. And
two programs in. Neelan opening it and putting down his own decryption. Nice. Mine.
Slade has just leg boosted up.
JMH coming down and closing it.
The room there. Ob is coming through stealth, trying to get through all the confusion. He steps around, but I don't know.
The door should be closed, I think.
Oh, he just gets
It's being capped. Now, I think World War 3 actually win this. No, HE win this. Yep. This is it, boys and girls. Game over. HE have won. Be nice if we could see this played. Yep, I think they're going
to
finish
the
map.
Might as well do a victory lap down to the reactor room where it looks like there's no defences being put up. Oh, Quasi Quidbit's rushing in. Like, you know, WW3 are being very sporty.
It seems HG are already all over the reactor. Quasi Quidbit trying to hold his own but gets taken down. Free stealth is all over the reactor with katanas. Sano comes in with an arm cannon. Yep.
WW3 got two cyber defences, and I'd say that HG aren't bothering so much with cyber at the moment. They're just going for the stealth right.
Yep, Dez is still inside there, interestingly. But it's actually trying to take down the reactor glass with the laser, which is an odd strategy since laser is actually nerfed against glass. Two ion cannons inside there. Quasi Quidbit and Sado, who's actually coming out.
Just a bit of trivia. During this cast, I've not only said backdoor, but I also said thrush.
Innuendo, if any, I think I've seen. Cockfags unite. Complications coming up around the back where a rocket launcher into munitions. Dez coming up with a laser rifle again. He is adamant to use that gun. Quasi Quidbit with a minigun. I personally don't think the minigun is very good in defense at the moment, but the defenses are down.
In HG, will the minigun actually be getting a buff? Reactor defenses, they are down.
Minigun taking down Complications.
He's keeping him safe, though. It was a pretty good match. I was just so surprised that HG was so stubborn about getting it. I mean, they had the objective in their hands, but they just held it and held it and held it. Of course, that's not going to happen.
They really could have got it faster.
That little element has been fixed.
Mm-hmm. It's an odd strategy. I mean, personally, I've just played World War HG in the STA match today, and they were adamant of getting their turret change as well, and they did get it, able to get two core without any resistance at all through airlock. Of course, we still beat them by a whole minute, and we had to go through airlock. What's that say? But yep, Ob actually taking twin cannon, but taking down on JMH with me. World War 3 actually going straight forward for a spawn camp, actually. And it seems the reactor's being left undefended. Or not.
I think there's a small minigun down there in the reactor, even though the defences are offline and there's not much going on in cyberspace.
Seems it.
But,
Sado defending munitions with an ion cannon. And Death Poly defending the only ammo dispenser that HG have with a MK. Of course, Des laser everything red, and Somniar just taking down Ob. This spawn camp isn't going very well for them.
No, HG just all rushed out and forced from their spawn, and they're just kind of assuming control before they gather up, I'd say, and probably head down the lift. Sato's doing a good job with his iron cannon. It's like they haven't noticed him there. He's just hitting him from above in the ramp room.
Deathpatty complaining about SS. Can't blame him. Nasty Nazi combo there.
So we've still got Quasi Quidbit alone in the reactor room, and now he's up against a few stealthers, but I'd say he's got thermal and minigun, so he should be right for a bit there.
It seems that World War 3 are doing a damn good job defending, but Neelan takes down Quasi, and Red stops him before he explodes.
And now he's got through to the core. He's not going to hit it. And Lurge there, he's clean.
World War 3 spawning again, and Slave holding his own with the GL. Reactor seems completely undefended, actually, and it is. It would just take one stealther to get through. Slave taking down my Sado, going for munitions. It seems they've pulled Quasi back into the minigun.
Yeah, he's done pretty well there. You know, if they had have kept him out for a little bit longer, this match could still be in contention, and I think this strategy could be working all right for them.
Of course, many clans favour the iron cannon over the minigun defence, but he's proving it's a very good gun. But actually types and gets taken down by Dez. Dez and Complications going to take it down.
Both hitting it with the katanas.
Dez,
no. To the server room. I think we've...
Now they're waiting for it. What are they doing?
Surely they're not going for another turret.
It seems Complication is being pulled back to try and jump into the server room immediately, but it didn't work. The World War 3 spawned, and now they've got good defense up. A minigun, an assault MK, and a ion cannon. Which the ion cannon is moving down behind the stairs, so they can't jump into a... What's it called? Downstairs.
Yes, downstairs. The flag room. I don't know. The basement, who knows?
Yes, the good old flag room, which was impossible to get out if you had any good defense. Medics for the win.
That's how this match.
And we have Slif and Twin Cannon.
Interesting enough, will there be neither team is even bothering with cyberspace at the moment. They're going all out meat space, which you can only assume they're going to try and get stealthers through to the server room.
Yep, I can't advise this is going to work. This is often a stalemate if you don't try to cyber it. If you can get Stealth Rush going in there, then it works. If you don't, then, well... This is going to be a good defense they're going to run in here, and I don't see them going to get through unless they spawn camp.
Well, perhaps,
and
know,
it seems they're trying to spawn camp already.
Rocket down to the ramp room, and they could sneak a shooter rocket in and get take down that top level, but they will need stealthers to finish the job.
Indeed. It seems a lot of HG are taking a grenade launcher now. Obviously for the spawn camp.
And plenty
HG
of HG going in through the ramp room side,
dominating.
Which is interesting. The main ramp is... They're only sort of rushing down there when they've got them suppressed.
It seems that only Quasi Quidbit with the minigun is actually left in there.
Again, he's doing a stellar job. The
Swing cannon, the hitting with assault rifle. Actually, the defences are down. Dez goes straight in. Let's see if that iron cannon's still down there. It seems Dez is going to go for the bomb there instead of... Yep, Dez tries to go for the bomb, but gets taken down by JMH's ion.
But, you know, JMH is going to have to...
Now they're coming in.
A few more coming in. Slay the knob.
Yep, Slay for his GL is not going to let JMH live, but JMH defies logic and takes him down. Ob explodes and almost wipes out the entire top four. Two servers left. Good old Cortex bomb. That just leaves two servers upstairs and all the ones downstairs.
5 minutes left, I reckon they'll be able to take this. It's all ceremonial.
Yep, they should do.
There's honour at stake here.
Of course, that actually makes me world champion.
To me, Les, you've always been world champion.
Aw, thanks, Ted. HG coming down in full force down the ramp. Red trying to put up a laser defense, but in such close combat, it's not going to work very well. But he's proving himself as a good player. Red actually, I think this is one of his... Red actually hasn't been playing many clan matches. The last DGL match I cast was his first, apparently, and he proved himself to be an amazing player. And he's proving himself to be an amazing player here as well.
Yeah, he's top scorer for the WW3 team, and he's certainly been pulling his weight. I think I'd give him most valuable for their team, especially for this round.
A good find for World War 3, actually. He took down Dead. Seems Death Penalty is hiding back the MK to try and stop anybody getting in. Nope, defense is still down. Sado moving in with the iron cannon. They're using MKs to try and take down ARs mostly, and MKs to try and take down. But it seems that HG are actually moving through armory now to stop them. And it seems that the entire World War 3 is dead. But
even though WW3 have lost the defenses here, they haven't put anyone into cyberspace to try and reclaim them. Of course, Quidbit just actually jacked in just now, but for quite some time they could have had a go because, you know, HG certainly haven't been hacking.
Seems a lot's going on. Mostly it seems to be grenade spam and AR attacks coming in. They're actually trying to spawn camp using their painted HG spam the door with frag nades. Which works surprisingly well.
Now those are very nasty, those little nades, those little pineapples. Hey, the WW3 defense is still holding strong, lots of heavies in the server rooms.
Yep, World War 3, World War 3, just one Sado left, and he's inside there with a ion cannon. Yep, he's going to have to do his best to hold that. Was it JMH? Yep, it was JMH in there with the ion cannon. Proved himself to be a good player.
He's taken down the two lights that have snuck in.
It seems they're going for the spawn camp, but nope, they fail it. All defenses back up. Yep, JMH taking down complications. Twin Cat and only HG member left alive at the moment. Here they come though. It's going to be a head scan war here. Bolts, grenades and MK spam everywhere. Sado taking down two members of HG with Spider and an iron cannon. Ob taking down Red. Ooh, here comes a Cortex, but Sado stops him. Dez with a laser rifle left alone. Being taken down by Ion and AR spam though. Here they come again though. HG. Seem will destroy it. Oh, 2 minutes left on the clock. It seems like they're actually defend this. Especially with the defenses back. Oh, nope. Defenses down. Death Penalty in there with the MK and JMH with the iron cannon. Twin Cannon taking out a couple of people.
Defense is actually working really well for them here, I think.
It really is. It seems they're quite lucky though with their spawns though. Since HG seemed to be coming straight down, World War 3 just spawning the great times they've had. Ob coming up with a bolt gun. And Slave laying down grenades on the spawn. It seems they've got a good spawn cam going here now. Defense is down. It's just Death Penalty and JMH left alone now. Death Penalty comes out with the MK, surrounded by lights. He's going to get owned. Now it's just JMH. He puts a couple of spiders down, takes down Complication and Zob.
They've got four
it's
punks through.
Three against one now.
It's going to be
four against one.
Red Rover, I think.
Dez attacking with... Ow! Slave TK's Dez. Slave kills JMH. It's over. Unless Death Penalty, that can
Slave
come stop him.
Takes his head off with his katana.
There's a lot of Catan.
Oh no!
Two servers left.
It seems. WWE yep, two servers left downstairs. And with 24 seconds left, I don't think they're going to get it.
No, it was a pretty good run there. They managed to get a big flood of people into the server room, but I think that might be their last chance with only 15 counting down on the clock. That's GG's, everyone.
Now it seems it's just a big gold TK session.
Hooray!
Kick ban, kick vote! It's over. HG defend their title as DGL American Champions. Games all round, and
good game.
Bolgun surprisingly dominates this match.
A lot of frags from WW3, Sato and Red were the two standouts there. They were absolutely churning in that space, with Neil and Twin Cannon and Ob following up behind on the frag count.
Sato being the frag master of the match. And that's it. Didn't get much time to look at them. Over to RSC.
Oh, that was a good match. Interesting, the use of tactics there. I mean, there was so much relying on the changeover after a spawn cap. I think that will be a big change to the way that the gameplay goes when we do fix that up.
Yeah, it's been a little underground rumour that it's been said that HG will never win a never match if turret changing gets taken out. I don't believe that's true, though, but it seems like it's one of their better strategies. I mean, they were adamant to take that turret change there.
I'll be surprised if they won't be able to switch and find new strategies, especially with Twin Cannon on their team. You know, he's a very, very good tactical player, and I think he can see a lot of his influence, not only that he made this map, but that he knows how to exploit it to its fullest.
Yep. As we should see, there should be more tactical maps coming out in version 1. Rather than the moment, Vaccine probably being the most tactical, next to Silo.
Oh, just freaking switch me mid.
Oh great, I didn't crash, thank lord. No, you're not mid.
Switch me mid sentence. Do it again, and someone's
gonna be here yet.
Hello.
Well, anyway, Slay.
What's up?
Yeah.
I thought you guys would have shut the second exit to our spawn instead of trying to cap the door.
We tried to do that, but by the time we switched to trying to cap that door instead of open the second door, you guys knew
gave you the
damn we didn't have enough time to finish the decrypt. So finally we said we're taking too long, we can get ahead on the opening the door, and we figured we could hold it. But I think Les wants to
What did the people outside the match think of it? Who's interviewing who now?
I don't know. It was Neil's idea on the pre-hack. I think it worked pretty well. It almost worked by shutting that door, but we just couldn't get it closed.
Actually, for some reason, were all of you really damaged on the second objective when we were on punks? Because I killed like four of you guys in a row with one hit.
When you capped the bridge or what?
Yeah, when we got bridge. Because you were all hiding back there, and then I just, like, I killed everyone that was hiding back.
Yeah, you guys should have waited. Like, if you waited 5 seconds, that was our spawn time. We would have spawned. And then things might have been more interesting.
Somebody had said on TeamSpeak, like, go ahead or something like that. And they were talking about move forward and, like, start spawn camping or something. And I took that as... Oh, hey, cap the objective.
We've had that happen before. When we were practicing that initial rocket thing, Comp wanted to keep jumping in front of the rocket, and I would kill him as we spawned. Sometimes take out two of my teammates at the ramp as a punk.
You were supposed to equal out JMH by doing that. What the hell?
Basically, they're supposed to hold you guys back far enough so that you were running into each other at the door so that our LRs could take you down easily. Or if you came out, you got raped by the rocket.
I should have ran out instead of waiting. I tried to run behind the thing, but I had waited too long and the rocket was too close.
I've actually practiced making the rocket land behind the wall. I can do it about 50% of the time. Not saying it would have worked that time, but...
Not in version 1.
But, yeah. Could you have done it just on, like, oh god, he ran behind the wall?
Yeah, I just throw my mouse to the left and it starts backtracking due to the way the invisible walls are on the side, and then I redirect it and then I bring the mouse down.
I used to do that for people that would stand and look at the glass, like on Fortress. You shoot it into there and then you point the little laser dot at the glass and it'll loop back around and hit anybody that's standing up there.
Yeah. Let's just say that we spent about 2 hours, 4-on-4, with a round restart time of 3 seconds practicing the initial rush for both sides.
That sounds like some frickin' communist boot camp. What the hell are you guys doing?
Yeah, we did the first objective really well, compared to the rest of the map.
Yeah, we did terrible on the first objective, and, I mean, the second objective, it could have been much better, especially if we would have capped it as soon as you guys spawned.
Yeah, it might have, I don't know, we all were whites, and we had one back, still. Ob was near your spawn to MQ, so it might not have helped. It would be difficult to say at this time.
Yeah, but I mean, if we would have... I don't think Ob could have made it in time because you said you had 5 seconds.
Would he... If you waited the 5 seconds, it would take 21 seconds once you jack in to open the door with a wedge.
Is anybody actually interviewing in here, or is it just me and Slave talking to each other?
You just keep talking for a second, I'll get something ready.
Are they actually recording this part, or is this just like a bunch of useless conversation?
Oh no, this is being recorded as well, don't worry.
We love awesome. You, DP.
Hey, where'd Teddy go?
Teddy left. He, emoed out on us.
No, Teddy's out for smoke. He's gonna get interviewed later.
Where's Dev and Complications? You think they'd all be that? We won, we
are... Yeah, where is Dez? Or is he out cutting himself?
I promised to be civil, so we'll see.
So that's why
I just want all the fucking bullshit drama over with. You guys won, we're not gonna fucking, like, appeal it or something. Who cares?
Rematch, oh yeah.
Actually,
of course, guys, what the hell were you doing on third objective? Complications was just sitting in front of the button for about 5 minutes. We thought you had a button bug.
Oh, no, what happened is we were trying to pre-hack the third objective door before we capped the second spawn, and then we were going to have someone waiting there. We actually got it down so that we could cap the two objectives 5 seconds apart.
And World War III all just sitting in the freaking corridor next to it. What the hell was that?
DP shouldn't have come out to get
armed. Basically, what's been happening is a strat arms race. It started off
hilarious.
With, what's up?
Well, if it isn't Bizarro, then...
But, I mean, it... Basically, the strats have just been, like, mutating. But what it started with is, you know, you'd get a team, and then they'd kill everybody, and then they would try and spawn camp them, and then cap the second objective.
No, it's called strategy, Les.
When they spawn, so they can skip the third objective.
See, if you look
it's not me talking.
Strat, if you look at our strat, it says, we hope they sit
yeah,
in the
it was a shame about the,
spawn.
STA match.
Yeah, doesn't that make Team Confag world champions now? Yeah.
Yeah, we were so focused on this match, this DGL match, that it just completely overtook us. Plus, we didn't realize it was an hour afterwards as well. We got the time.
Of course,
it
wouldn't have anything to do with the fact we actually beat through Airlock fair and square.
Yeah, you guys did well.
No, it was a good game. Still a good game.
Yep, good game. And that was a hell of a match. Both interesting strats on both sides, especially from HG deciding to try and pre-hack the door open.
I like
you're not
rocket.
The world champion, you're the weekly goddamn victor. Don't let it go.
Yeah.
I'll talk
don't
about
let
this
it go
match.
To your
don't
head,
be negative,
Les.
Guys.
I've been doing STA for a decade now.
What doesn't go to my head?
start.
So, what'd you guys think of the initial rockets when we shot the rockets before you guys even spawned? Or were out the spawn?
We heard it, and I was like, they're shooting rockets. I said, don't go out till they explode. And they didn't listen to me, and they died.
That's what we were hoping.
Ow. I listened. I stayed back. I'm the only one that didn't die.
You actually timed it. It's 2 seconds longer. If you use the sound suppressor, it takes 2 seconds longer to get the rockets there. You can't even tell they're coming.
Did you use sound suppressor? Because I heard them.
No, we decided not to because we wanted the rockets in place so that our LRs and Bolt could get in place. So if you either ran into the rockets or you would die to our LRs.
Of course, rocket launchers being a very intimidation weapon, that worked pretty well. Twin Cannon absolutely dominating that second round, though.
Oh, yeah. I was really sucking corpse, but I took it up, punks.
Now, Les, I haven't listened to the actual match yet, but did you have many instances of Slave shooting the GL at nothing? Because that was priceless.
Slave, you're a complete noob. Car, car, car. But yeah, damn good matchup. Let's not mention the GL, I already have a bad reputation.
Yeah, we all know Les sucks with it. He just tries to seem like he's good.
Les, do we have any idea what's next for the DGL?
Next for the DGL, it's probably going to be exhibition matches, actually. No one knows. Only Rec, actually.
Plasma Pong tournaments.
I went 8v8, damn it. 8v8 or like 4v4.
4v4 looking pretty good, actually.
Is this really the end? We're all going to get like a shakes and shit from our lack of drama intake.
Yeah.
I mean, I can call a rematch right now if you want it.
Come here. Stop.
Dispute. Slaith said 2 plus 2 equals 5 before the match started.
Is that a Radiohead reference? I've always wondered.
No, it's a 1984 reference.
Well, they were probably getting it from 1984.
Of course, this really is the end of the DGL Season 1. Good game, that'll be it till version 1's out, which will be what, October?
Which year? October this year? Or is that just... Never mind, I won't say anything.
Low
blow.
I forget
to mention that the end of STA is coming up soon, and there are going to be finals and playoffs for that as well.
Well, the good news is...
PCF will win it again.
The good news is now that these finals are over, I can get back to working on my multiple maps for version 1.
Twin Cannon, you just need to stop mapping as a whole.
I know.
No, don't stop Twin Cannon, you've got some damn good maps going already.
Dude, this week we like just dissected Fortress and raped it so badly. That map has been abused.
Yeah, we found
Let's be fair, it was bad.
Well, we found another number of interesting problems.
Watch
with
it, Sled.
The map. Didn't use many of them, but
Well, Twin, do you feel like your map is broken? Like it needs to be changed direly?
I would say.
I feel like it's stood up against the test of time. I'm kind of on a split decision here. The devs don't want me to do it, but I kind of want to make 2 versions of the map, keep it classic, because even though spawn camping is really, really gay and lame and no one likes to spectate it, it still works pretty well, you must admit. But I'm definitely going to make a version that has, you know, multiple exits for the spawns, a lot less gayness all around.
Would HG win?
Back version 1 where you had a
I'd personally like to see a classic version.
I want to see version 1 come back where you had to hack the third objective. Just complete
insanity. Oh my
god.
Yeah.
Oh no.
You'd have to stop the map right there. Don't even go to reactor or data.
Do not pass go.
No, I think the next iteration should have the actual objective inside the spawn. I think that's the next logical step.
prevent the other team from spawning.
Exactly.
Killing them instantly.
Oh god, guys, they spawn! Should I push it now?
I think I'll throw in a couple airlocks too.
I see what you're gonna do. Is we were going to modify vaccine, and we're going to put a button on the corpse side to kill anyone in the airlock, and you can use it every 2 seconds.
I'm liking it.
Tester teams, what do we say? Pub hates you.
It was a very good game, interesting strats by each team.
Interesting. Crazy.
What was crazy?
I'm sorry, we all thought complications had a button bug or it crashed. It was hilarious.
Comp's like, I was at 40 energy when I jacked in, now I'm at 18. You guys have another, 45 seconds before I have to cap the spawn. And he was like, documenting his energy level.
Yeah, we were trying really hard to get that to work, because that's got to be one of the most innovative things yet.
Yeah, we had...
It's a crazy strat.
But in the end,
it'd be hell to work. It seemed that HGRD actually had a chance, since most of World War 3 were gathering up in the corridor, but I don't see it working in normal conditions. A turret would be more effective, basically.
Well, the reason we were gathering up in the corridor, I was trying to explain that earlier, but we never get around to it, is what they were trying to do is they were trying to skip the third objective by spawn camping all of us, killing all of us, and then once we spawned, capping the objective and killing us with the turrets. So the way that you prevent that is you go outside the back door, that way that they either have to try and keep coming across the bridge to kill all of you, which is a lot harder to do than the spawn camp, you know, that little door, or they just cap it and everybody's still alive.
The one thing...
And then they started trying to pre-hack the third objective.
By pre-hacking, we forced you guys to come back and get basically spawn camps, because we killed like 4 or 5 of you.
You killed, I think, 4 of us when you finally got it to the third objective. It started off with us off on the wrong foot, definitely the third objective, because we usually hold it a lot longer than that, but it still wasn't quite as bad as just skipping it outright.
Well, that was our hope. We wanted either to skip it or to at least have both the de-encrypted and the ice wall down, and hopefully an encryption before you guys even got a chance to start hacking. And then we never wanted to lose the advantage.
I was kind of confused. I looked in there and it had that little bug on the status or whatever you'd call it above the hack thing, and it said close, so I was just like, okay, I'll ice break it and then I'll throw up an ice barrier. And they're like, no, it's open. Ah, it was crazy.
Now, of course, a lot of cyber combat going on in that.
But actually, we almost finished the map, but we had a bit of team killing going on in the basement. We were so excited for something like that. Like, I killed Dez, Neil killed me, and I think there was something...
Well, I don't think anybody was really, like, playing their best at that point. That was just kind of post-match fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun typing back and forth during it, but, yeah, it was a lot lighter.
Yeah, a couple of people just typing and Dez coming in with katana raping them.
Well, actually, that's what I thought was kind of funny. If you look at the scores, like, sometimes in matches, you're going to get at least, like, one or two guys who are, like, 22-5 or something. But this time around, it was a lot more even. Like, there wasn't anybody that was just, like, massively owning compared to everybody else.
Yeah, both Teddy and me noticed that actually most of the weapons all got around the same damage. Bolt gun and laser rifle seem pretty even, especially for a match that's completely dominated by laser rifle, to be honest.
And GL did well. Don't knock a GL. I'm a GL whore.
No, I hate the GL. Come on, can't stand it. Go.
Now, I heard Teddy was going to put it back to how it was pre-update 4, because I asked him to. I'm not sure.
No, I'm pretty sure we convinced him not to do that. Well, we convinced Fuzzy not to do that after we spawn camped them in a scrim versus them, Team Cockfag.
Actually, it is. It's up to a bit more range. Still, even on the damage, though, but the range has been increased by another, I think, 20 inches.
You mean the radius of the explosion? Or the range?
Yeah, the radius, that's right. It also means that direct hits don't do quite as much damage because the radius is a bit bigger. It's a very small difference, but it's noticeable.
What?!
Hey,
Direct head damages do less. Excuse me, I would hyperventilate.
We're talking like 10 points of damage here.
Actually, I think it was like MJH. MJH.
Yep, MJH this round. I got it right a couple of times. JMH. I think.
Dude, it's three letters.
It's hard, man. Three letters.
It's three letters, I can't get it right. I'm
say
sorry.
It
just
with
easier.
Me now. J-M-H.
I'm way late to my D&D match. Or not mad.
No, what?
I'm way tired, and I'm still very
I'm way late for bed. It's free. A.M.
I'm a wizard. I love my magic missile.
Third level magic.
Monk for the win.
I don't use magic missile. I use utility spells.
Monk's rock. So hot.
Let's not turn this into a frickin' D&D chat now.
Well, why not? How about we move over that to DGL? Dungeons and Dragons Global League!
I think they already have, like, a million of those. There needs to be a Plasma Pong League. Now. Roll to see if I kill Chow!
Everyone's gonna call the spears. HG has loaded
Sato
D20s.
Sato or Sato? What'd you think of your first match with WW3 in terms of the finals? How did it turn out for you?
Dude, we're freaking crazy.
Sato, you did amazing in that match. It was unbelievable. You turned out top in the defense.
Sato, how do you manage to get like 70% MK accuracy and then miss me with the ion like 5 times in a row?
Pretty blue lasers distract him.
Crap out of the wire in my mouth.
Not Regis.
So I was constantly trying to get rid of my accuracy, my sensitivity done before the match. And that didn't really matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seems we're actually going to get an interview with Fuzzy Teddy here even. So if I can ask the clan members to leave and actually join the following channel.
We can't stay here, but shut up.
Share my comment, and you can actually ask Teddy your questions live, even though half of you are actually already testers and know what the hell's going on already.
Can we ask some questions that we know the answer to?
Well, no. Sato's a tester. He's the only tester in World War 3. Oh, and Thorbinator.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, isn't it? Who here isn't a tester? That's the better question.
I don't think DP is, oddly enough.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Something about a JPEG being, you know, posted somewhere? I don't remember the details.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think Twins leaked a couple of them. I know I have some of Twins' JPEGs about the scoreboards and shit.
Oh. The truth
comes
out.
Yeah, Twins
are
dev.
Leaks.
So technically, it's not a leak. It's a teaser.
Alright, good game, I'm out.
Yep,
well,
I'll see
guys.
You.
Let us know.
See you all next year. Good game.
And remember, 2 + 2 = 5.